We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, courageous viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intercept 10K U-band and Intercept 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intercept 10C band. ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intercept 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbayan, Anfiarm, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicam Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arba Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas,
Televisión in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheong Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Singapore shows an increase in the number of people involved in humanitarian endeavors. In innovation news, South African researchers develop a low-cost disposable water filter. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Organization for the Conservation of Cetaceans of Uruguay, which is especially dedicated to protecting whales. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 20th. Sierra Leonean diplomat, physician, academic, and writer Dr. Davidson Sylvester Hector Willoughby Nicol is remembered. A man talented in many fields, Dr. Nicol was born in 1924 in Freetown, Sierra Leone. He passed away on this day in 1994. Dr. Nicol was the Under Secretary General of the United Nations, the Executive Director of the United Nations Institute for Training and Research, and held several positions at the UN throughout his life. Dr. Nicol also taught medicine in the United Kingdom and Nigeria and was Vice Chancellor of the University of Sierra Leone, among his numerous accomplishments. His acclaimed poems and short stories, which he wrote using the pen name Abiose Nicol, focused on everyday life in Sierra Leone. May the outstanding and multifaceted contributions of Dr. Davidson Sylvester Hector to the betterment of our world continue to be appreciated by many.
Fly-in news. Slovenia rains force residents to flee floods. Torrential rains beginning on Friday, September 17th increased overnight, with the Slovenian Environmental Agency reporting that rivers across the nation had burst their banks on Saturday, setting off serious flooding and prompting evacuations. Areas affected included Celje and Ajdovščina, as well as Ziri, where buildings in the town's old quarter were submerged by an overflowing river, and Lasko, located 50 kilometers north of the capital, Ljubljana, where a cultural center, a spa, and police stations were submerged. In Zagorje, several families were evacuated as a kindergarten and three factories were inundated, while in the capital, the swollen river Ljubljanica forced the closure of several roads. We appreciate the precautions of Slovenian officials to safeguard the public. May everyone smoothly resume their regular day-to-day lives as we pray that such weather extremities are lessened through our gentler regard for the ecosphere.
Hurricane Carl strikes Mexico as Bermuda braces for Igor. On Friday, September 17, Hurricane Carl struck Mexico's east coast, claiming 7 lives, damaging the homes of at least 3,000 families, and causing power losses across 30 municipalities. Two of the fatalities occurred when a landslide buried a home in the town of Nextikapan in Puebla State, also injuring two others. In neighboring Veracruz State, a maximum alert was declared, with officials urging evacuation of residents from low-lying areas as the storm, packing winds of 185 kilometers per hour, destroyed phone facilities, electricity pylons, and trees in the towns of Misantla and Martinez de la Torre.
Meanwhile, a hurricane warning was broadcast in Bermuda as it braced for the approaching Hurricane Igor. As of Saturday night, the Category 2 hurricane was described as very large and dangerous, and was expected to bring extremely powerful winds to the island. Schools in Bermuda have already been canceled for Monday and Tuesday, and the island's daily newspaper is closing Monday for the first time in the known history of its publication.
With her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our Mexican Association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed. She also asks that they go, if possible, to assist the disaster-stricken people, saying that funds are available for emergency aid.
With our sympathies to those who have lost loved ones, we send our appreciation to the regional governments and officials for your safeguarding measures, as well as Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving concern. With heaven's grace, may such treacherous events subside as humanity's kinder ways help restore planetary balance.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Largest ever aid convoy sets off for Gaza, Palestine. With a plan to arrive with the biggest group ever to bring medical and humanitarian supplies to Gaza, charity organization Viva Palestina has organized an initial 15 vans that departed from London, United Kingdom, on Saturday, September 18th. These will be joined by approximately 120 additional vehicles as the convoy travels across European and Arab states. While most of the journey will be over land, travel between Syria and Egypt is planned by ship, with organizers hoping to deliver the supplies through Egypt's Rafah crossing by early October. Our hats off, Viva Palestina, and all others uniting to help the people of Gaza. May your efforts succeed in bringing comfort and relief as we pray for lasting peace in Palestine and throughout the Middle East.
Prince William graduates as search and rescue helicopter pilot. His Royal Highness Prince William, eldest son of Prince Charles and the late Princess Diana of Wales, graduated from a 19-month program on Friday, September 17th to become a search and rescue co-pilot for the Sea King helicopters along with three other crew based at the Royal Air Force Valley on the northwest coast of Wales. Having received a certificate and squadron badge for completing helicopter training, the Prince, who is also known as Flight Lieutenant William Wales, said, "The course has been challenging, but I have enjoyed it immensely. I absolutely love flying, so it will be an honor to serve operationally with the search and rescue force, helping to provide such a vital emergency service." Our respectful accolades, Prince William, on your graduation and entry into the noble profession of search and rescue. May heaven's protection be with you and those you serve in all your future life-saving missions.
New U.S. Consumer Credit Agency advisor appointed. U.S. President Barack Obama has named Harvard University law professor Dr. Elizabeth Warren as a special advisor to a new agency that she has been instrumental in helping create. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will work in tandem with the Treasury Department to protect the rights of U.S. consumers from potentially deceptive credit practices by ensuring that all loan and other credit terms are clear and easy to comprehend. President Obama stated,
"Never again will folks be confused or misled by the pages of barely understandable fine print that you find in agreements for credit cards or mortgages or student loans. And I'm proud that we got this done. And I'm equally proud that Elizabeth Warren will be helping to make her original vision a reality. So we are extremely proud of you, Elizabeth. Good luck."
Thank you, Mr. President.
Dr. Warren, our congratulations for your new appointment. Wishing you success in your service to the American public as you help protect the financial stability of families and individuals nationwide.
Dangerous task of dismantling munitions beneath the Baltic Sea. With some 150,000 still operational mines and missiles that have been discovered on the ocean floor, having been disposed sometime after World War II, Russia's Emergencies Ministry has announced plans to clear the seabed of the munitions. With sufficient finances pending for removal, the project is still in the initial phase of collecting data for the munitions location. Meanwhile, Edward Afinogonov of the ministry warned,
"These missiles are very dangerous. There are none that have rusted away and become harmless. On the contrary, some that we take out are in very good working condition."
The largest threat currently posed by the munitions is to fishermen, with as many as 36 missiles that have been hauled in at one time unintentionally in their nets.
"Once a fisherman from our village had 36 missiles in his net. He was fishing near Taran Cape and brought them all to Baltiisk. They put all the missiles right on the deck. What else could you do?"
With no other options available, the munitions in these cases are lined up on board while returning to port, where they could potentially explode if they collide with each other.
"The visibility is low, just a couple of meters. There are missiles everywhere. Some are in boxes and tightly packed together. The boat could be from World War II. It's wrecked. Some shells are actually laying on the seabed near the boat."
We appreciate the dedicated efforts of Mr. Afinogonov and the Russian Emergencies Ministry in raising concern and working towards the elimination of the serious hazard. Our prayers that the fishermen seek a safer vocation, protecting their lives and those of the fish as well, with a goal of making the waters safe again for all beings.
Two photographers harmed in Mexico. On Thursday, September 16th, two reporters for the newspaper Diario de Juarez, working in Juarez City, were stricken as they traveled together in a car. 21-year-old Luis Carlos Santiago immediately succumbed to gunshot wounds, while his colleague, 18-year-old Carlos Manuel Sanchez, was later transferred to a hospital and is now in stable condition. With 11 journalists who have perished in Mexico this year alone, an increasing number of reporters have been noted to be coming under attack. The incidents are being linked to groups involved in illegal drug activities, who have been known to pressure media members for certain types of news coverage. Conditions in countries such as Mexico are among the most dangerous for journalists, and organizations such as the Committee to Protect Journalism, Reporters Without Borders, and others are raising concern for the need to secure the reporters' safety as well as their freedom of speech. We send our sincere condolences for the tragic loss of young Luis Carlos Santiago and pray that his soul may rest peacefully in the everlasting love and light of God. Our prayers also for the soon recovery of Carlos Sanchez and for the protection of all journalists in their noble duties as they strive to bring factual and up-to-date news to the public.
Save our planet. British cold water swimmer urges action on climate change. A recently released report by the U.S. Geological Survey on the state of glacier retreat in the Himalayan mountains due to global warming cited diminished water supplies to millions of people, along with added sea level rise and increased likelihood of outburst floods from sources such as glacial lakes. Of particular concern to the 39 scientists involved in the study is the accelerating melt of freshwater sources in the Himalayas. Working to raise further awareness of such global warming impacts is British explorer and swimmer Mr. Lewis Gordon Pugh, who in May 2010 braved dangerous freezing temperatures and oxygen-depleted high altitudes in a symbolic 1 kilometer swim across a lake at the base of Mount Everest, which itself has formed as a result of global warming.
The swim was one of the hardest swims I've ever done because you've got to get a fine balance. If you go slowly, where you're just wearing a speedo, you're going to freeze to death. But if you go too quickly, up there at 5,300 meters, it's very, very difficult to breathe. And so what I was trying to do by the swim was to link damaging the environment and having conflict on this earth. Imagine if you're a farmer and you live at the bottom of the Ganges River and you've got less and less water. And that water which you're getting is polluted and toxic. Then you're going to be very, very angry. We need to protect our water supplies because we can't live on this earth without good, clean water.
Wearing no protective gear, Mr. Pugh had previously conducted a similar activity at the North Pole, a place that without global warming would have been covered by ice. His deep concern in raising awareness of these sites most jeopardized by climate change has allowed him to meet with world leaders to discuss solutions.
For me, I'm so passionate about trying to draw attention to what is happening and the speed at which it's happening, because I will do anything to draw attention to this issue. If we're not able to stop climate change, there is no future. I think the most important thing that we need to do right now is to believe that we can stop climate change. Before I start with any expedition, I've got to believe I can do it. And that's the most important thing.
Our salute and admiration, Mr. Pugh, for your determination, care, and very courageous actions to hasten our action to halt climate change. May leaders and citizens alike each do our part to save the planet.
In a video message for a June 2009 climate change conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai described the urgency of glacial melt worldwide, while at the same time addressing the most effective solution.
Most of the planet's glaciers will be gone within a few decades, jeopardizing the survival of more than 2 billion people. 1 billion of these people will suffer the effects of the Himalayan glacier retreat, which have been occurring at a pace more rapid than anywhere in the world. With two-thirds of the region's more than 18,000 glaciers receding, the initial effects of glacier melt are destructive floods and landslides. As the glacial ice retreat continues, reduced rainfall, devastating droughts, and water shortages are the result. So, to cool the planet most quickly, we have to stop consuming meat in order to stop the livestock raising industry. If everyone in the world would adopt this simple but most powerful practice of an animal-free diet, then we could reverse the effect of global warming in no time.
Save our planet. Gulf Oil Well receives permanent seal. Energy company BP announced on Saturday, September 18, that cement had set in the permanent plugging of the defective well that had leaked oil in the Gulf of Mexico off the southern coast of the USA for several months. Having passed the pressure and weight test successfully, the seal has been officially announced as complete. Additionally, the U.S. government passed a measure requiring 3,500 non-producing wells throughout the Gulf to be sealed for environmental safety and for 650 production platforms not currently in use to be dismantled. We thank the organizations and individuals involved for your tireless efforts to permanently halt the oil leak. Let us encourage government and business leaders to place safety foremost in all industrial settings for the benefit of cherished humans, animals, and the environment.
Save our planet. Following a prolonged drought that left food shortages, months of recent heavy rains in Guatemala have left crops destroyed and water contaminated, with more than 100,000 people currently relying on emergency food supplies.
Save our planet. The Indonesian government implements new requirements for forestry companies to obtain official certificates for wood and wood products that verify the timber has been harvested legally in an effort to protect the forest and to comply with the European Union import regulations.
Warning news. A new study of nearly 18,000 children from 4 to 12 years old by West Virginia University School of Medicine in the USA showed that the development of asthma in childhood is directly linked to imbalanced diet and inadequate exercise.
My lovely wife, Ju.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
We're following an earth-protecting, animal-free diet. Here with a tip of the day.
If you have kittens younger than 9 weeks old, try moistening their vegan food with warm water before giving it to them.
This way they'll be able to chew it a lot easier until their teeth become stronger.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, Singapore shows an increase in giving. According to the country's National Volunteer and Philanthropy Center, donations to charitable organizations rose from $279 million in 2001 to $504 million in 2009. There has also been a boost in volunteerism in the last decade, both within the country and in service to other nations. Our hats off, Singapore. Heaven bless your generous spirit to assist those in need. May we all lend a helping hand to ensure everyone a secure and plentiful life on a sustainable ecosphere.
In innovation news, South African researchers develop a low-cost disposable water filter. Scientists at Stellenbosch University have created a teabag-shaped water filter containing carbon granules. The bag itself has a coating on the inside that works to remove pathogens. Each teabag filter can be placed inside the neck of a typical liter bottle. It is envisioned that it will be used to provide clean drinking water during emergencies and for populations without access to potable water. The devices are biodegradable, with the cost of the raw material needed coming to less than half a US cent each. A big green applause, Stellenbosch University researchers, for your eco-friendly invention. We wish you best of luck in producing and distributing your creation to help improve the well-being of many. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting a Uruguayan eco-organization which supports whale watching as a form of sustainable tourism. We'll let the cat out and come right back. Please stay tuned for more beneficial news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, friendly news for a connecting world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the Organization for the Conservation of Cetaceans of Uruguay, which disseminates the information on ways to help protect whales.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Organization for the Conservation of Cetaceans, or OCC, of Uruguay is especially committed to the preservation of whales. Founded in 2000, the nonprofit is involved in research and raising environmental awareness about the intelligent aquatic mammals. OCC co-sponsors courses to train interested individuals in methods of obtaining data on the behavior patterns of whales and ways to safeguard them.
OCC supports Uruguayan coastal communities in the formation of marine protected areas for whales. The eco-organization also promotes whale watching as a sustainable form of tourism. In addition, OCC volunteers give presentations and workshops in schools and academic institutions about the gentle giants of the sea.
OCC keeps a close watch on events nationally and internationally concerning whales, with important information being shared with the public. Our heartfelt appreciation, Organization for the Conservation of Cetaceans, for your dedicated work. May our well-wishing whale friends soon flourish in safety on our shared planet, with heaven's abundant blessings.
Please join us for a joke told in Danish entitled Balanced Diet.
Hans idé om en afbalanceret kost at have en pose kartoffelchips i hver hånd.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
How do you teach your dog to eat vegetarian? And where do we buy vegetarian dog food? Carmelo from Los Angeles, United States.
Consider it, Carmelo. Your relevant question is appreciated. The Supreme Master Ching Hai has adopted 10 dogs. They all became vegan, love it, and grew so strong.
Dogs can easily adjust to plant-based food and thrive on it. Most animal companion stores have vegan dog food. You can also visit The Celestial Shop, www.thecelestialshop.com, or other online cruelty-free stores such as www.veganpet.com or www.veggiepet.com. Sometimes it helps to gradually switch over your sweet pal's food by making the proportion a little more vegan every day. Also, you may like to add some of the plant-based meat that you may eat to your friend's bowl. Within 1 or 2 weeks, your canine friend will be eagerly awaiting his or her yummy cruelty-free meals and snacks. With our best wishes to you and your best dog buddy.
Do you have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with hope and joy. Wishing you a wonderful week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Pakistani Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi affirms his nation's interest in a full renewal of constructive dialogue with India, which includes finding a peaceful resolution to Jammu and Kashmir in accordance with the wishes of the local people and United Nations resolutions.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton conveyed her deep appreciation to Oman Sultan Qaboos bin Zayed for his assistance in the recent freeing of American Sarah Short, as she also commended his constructive role in the region.
Just ahead of the United Nations Summit on the Millennium Development Goals, Cambodians join hands showing their support and solidarity to end extreme poverty by 2015 in a Stand Up, Take Action, and Make Noise for the Millennium Development Goals event.
Using a new method via the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Hubble Telescope, astronomers discover 14 large space rocks beyond the orbit of Neptune, which the scientists say are remnants of the building blocks of our solar system.
Representatives from 16 West African countries adopt the Dakar Declaration, which recognizes and promotes the valuable role women play toward ending conflict through participation in peace processes and diplomacy.
Researchers from the Quake Catcher Network in California, USA, seek to establish a large network of informal earthquake sensors, employing individual laptops worldwide to assist in analyzing seismic activities for countries without sensing equipment.
Northern Spain's 58th San Sebastian International Film Festival opens with a film by Mexican director Felipe Casals and will include the screening of over 100 movies from around the globe.
Northern Ireland's political party Sinn Féin, once linked to the Irish Republican Army, calls upon Spain to engage in peace talks with the Paz Euskadi Ta Askatasuna, or ETA group, in light of their recently declared ceasefire.
A study by U.S. researchers affirms the health benefits of friendship, saying that people who are socially well-connected extend their lives on average by about 4 years.
International street soccer teams arrive in Brazil for the Homeless World Cup, which reaches out to people in need through soccer, while also providing training, job opportunities, and counseling to help improve their lives.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.